Welcome to Nova Galactic Biotechs. How may we help you? How may we serve you? How may we change you? Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance. Please listen to all of the following options, as our menu has changed. For information technology, press 1. For repairs and replacements, press 2. For our legal department, press 3. For all other inquiries, press 0. Please remain on the line to speak to the nearest representative. Your estimated wait time is
27
minutes.
Nova Galactic Biotechs is not responsible for any damages real or perceived that may or may not result from unintended audiences listening to certain elements that may be deemed unsuitable by most real or fictitious individuals.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Nova Galactic Biotechs. My name is Duncan McCready. How may I be of assistance?
Hi. Is this Brittany? Is Chad there?
No, this is Duncan. I can see if there's a...
Are you his roommate?
I'm just working today. Was Chad on earlier?
No, Chad, we met at Club Gazpacho. We connected when he bought me and my friend Stacy margaritas, and we danced to the song Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
Okay, all right.
And that's my favorite song.
Well, I mean,
I know Chad was a little drunk, so he might have messed up a number or two, but I don't believe he did, because even when I vomited on my Ugg boots, he held my hair back.
Oh God.
And they were brand new.
I mean, I think you might have the wrong number.
I don't. Chad would not do that to me.
All right. Yeah.
I mean, I know he was looking at Stacy's tits the whole time, but Stacy is a girl who's always asking for attention. She's all like, I got this boob job for myself. No, Stacy, we know you did it to get Marco to look at you.
Hey, Chad's not here, I'm afraid. This is Duncan.
Do you sell stuff to make me more like my friend Stacy?
Absolutely, ma'am. We sell lots of products that'll help you with that sort of thing. I mean,
I like to do purchases when I'm sad.
We can inject your face and bring the smile out a bit more. We got the Botox treatment.
How can I do it without Stacy knowing?
Well, we do have the face sculpture 43, which will basically do that. What it'll do is it'll scan your friend and then impose her face on yours.
Do I need Stacy with me? Because, we had a fight when, you know, I told her that Chad bought me the margarita, but she's like, no, he bought it for me. So I pulled, part of her extension out, so she's not talking to me for a bit, but,
It's quite a serious procedure.
She's the only one that'll go to Denny's with me. All my other friends are like, no, we are all, keto and gluten-free, and you can't eat Denny's when you're drunk. And I'm like, diets don't count when you're not sober.
Well, I mean, I'm terribly sorry to hear all that. We could always set you up with a therapist.
I don't want a therapist.
Assistance to you by the sound of your reactions.
I don't want a therapist. I want Chad to like me.
I can check and see if Chad was working earlier, but I don't think he was.
What's your name?
My name is Duncan McCready.
Duncan.
Yeah?
Her dance to the song Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls and been held so tightly and felt so safe that you thought nothing in the world could get you?
Absolutely, every time I dance. Me and my mama, we used to dance to that song every single week.
You know that I need Chad.
I do. I know what you're feeling.
Will you go to be with Daddy Seth? Because I need a daddy's friend. I can't get the Grand Slam alone. I just can't do it.
Would you like me to call somebody for you?
Call Chad.
I will try my very best.
Are you sure he's not there?
Do you have any information on him? I can check our system, see if he was a previous customer.
He's got spiky hair like Bruce Lee. He has beautiful eyes that you can get lost in forever.
Bruce Lee, right, okay.
Smells like coconut.
Coconuts, okay.
Toasted and coconut, very specific.
Okay, fantastic. And roughly how old is he?
I don't know. Age doesn't matter when your souls collide.
No, but age matters for finding him.
I don't know, like 20 or 50. I don't know, you do the math.
20 or 50, okay. So we'll average that out at 35.
Okay.
So we're looking for a 35-year-old man who is tall and smells like coconut.
Toasted coconut. Toasted tribal tattoo on his left arm.
Well, let me just pop that into our system here and see if anything comes up.
It was so sexy. I don't care if it was in the fads in like the early 2000s. He's still rocking it.
Well, it seems here that we have somebody. I mean, his name is Jeffrey. He's 35. He smells like toasted coconuts. He's 6'8".
Chad was 6'2".
Okay, 6'2". That's fine. We can narrow that down.
Okay.
Let's see.
35, toasted coconuts, 6'2", tribal tattoo. Let's see what our system comes up with. And we have a man named Arthur, but we I'm afraid we do not have a Chad on our system. I wish I could be of more assistance to you, ma'am, but I believe that...
I what do I do if I see him on campus with Stacy?
I would probably recommend...
What would you do? Tell me from your heart, not from your biodegradable machines. Just tell me from your heart, what would you do if you saw the love of your life with Stacy?
Well, now you're getting me emotional. I saw the love of my life the other day. And he was with another man after he told me that he was going to call me. And I told him, I said, you were going to call me. And he said, no, I was not. And I said, but you said you would. And he said, I closed the door. I was like, no, why'd you do this? Why'd you do this to me?
Arthur, do you want to go to Denny's with me sometime?
That'd be really nice. I could do with a friend.
This is a bitch. We don't need her anymore. And you don't need... You can get someone so much better with a juicy booty. You really can. I can hear it in your voice.
Listen here, ma'am. You can do so much better than Chad. I swear, there are thousands of people out there that smell like toasted coconuts, and you could find someone 6'3". I bet he's got tribal tattoos all over him.
Were you gonna get through this together? We are gonna go get mimosas tomorrow? Or we're gonna go get Denny's? Afterwards, we get our mimosas at like a really fancy place where all the waitresses like hate us. But we're gonna do it.
That sounds really nice.
And I'm gonna get you a good pair of skinny jeans. Cause that is what is gonna get you a good man.
Now listen, if you wouldn't mind staying on the line for another moment to answer a short survey about how your service has been today, that would be absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much.
I would walk to the moon for you in heels.
Thank you. Okay.
You're such a beautiful soul.
And how has your service been today?
It was great. We didn't find Chad, but we found each other.
And on a scale of 1 to 5, how would you rate that?
He thinks he's a 5, but he's a 10 with a beautiful soul. A 10.
Thank you for doing our survey, and we look forward to hearing from you again. Goodbye.
As you wait for a representative to answer your call, we'd like to introduce you to one of our corporate sponsors.
Unhook yourself, another lure is hollowed out, a blank slate in the shape of your mind. Sirens will call you again when the radios are feeling humming, harpooning in your ears. Relax, things are good, but who knows when there are the knives that will draw.
Good evening, and thank you for calling Nova Galactic Biotechs. My name is Jennifer Starsworth. How may I help you today?
I'm calling, your security system, the doppelganger security system. It's ruining my fucking life.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that. What seems to be the problem, sir?
How much time do you have?
No need to worry. You call our 24-hour customer service line.
First, it started small. He ate a frozen pizza without cooking it and just staring at me.
Oh dear goodness, that's not normal.
After that, it started to like make plans with my friends.
Thank you for bringing this to our attention.
And it's just been taking over from there. I can hear it fucking my wife.
Oh, well, that's definitely not the intended purpose of our product.
And for whatever reason, she thinks that thing is way funnier than I am. I know that's not big, but it hurts.
Would you consider this malfunction to be one of an urgent matter?
It just locked me in the basement.
We would consider your situation an urgent matter. So, to help me pull up your records, could I please get your first and last name?
Richard Biggerstaff. Sorry if you can't really hear me. I'm in a bush because I just escaped from my own home.
Oh yes, I found your file right here, Mr. Biggerstaff. If you could please give me the serial number of the product, then I can...
I'm currently unable to provide that because I'm in said bush, and I'm naked because that's how he kept me in my basement.
If that's the case, then, well, could you at least give me a timeline of when these problems started, and perhaps the make and model of your product? That way I can figure out when it was purchased on your account.
I have no fucking idea. I'm not a clone scientist. I thought it was just supposed to be like a blank canvas. It just didn't have a personality. But slowly, it learned mine. And somehow it has improved. It got a promotion at work, which it will not tell me what the job is. So I was about to get fired.
Thank you so much for all of that very helpful information, sir, but I just need to know when the problem started.
I don't know when it started.
Well, you see, our doppelganger security system, or Nova DSS, it's just supposed to be that, a security system. It's only supposed to make something that looks like you, to trick people to thinking that you're home. It's not supposed to do any chores around your house or, you know, help you out with your emails as a personal secretary.
Actually, that is where it started. It would read my emails and delete some of them. I didn't know my uncle died until the funeral, and I was getting calls and getting yelled at because I wasn't there.
We actually sent out an email recalling a couple of parts that you might have in your particular model. One of them was the calibrator. They kept walking into walls. And what I think you're having an issue here is with the interpersonal data storage. Now, it's only supposed to download your likeness, but if you hook it up to your social media accounts, like a few of our customers accidentally did, it gets a bit more information than that.
It must have deleted this one because it didn't want me to know. Sorry, I dropped my phone. Are you still here?
Yes, of course, sir. I am still on the line. But are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Somebody walked by. I had to hide really fast.
Oh, okay. I just want to let you know now that as our technicians are pinpointing your coordinates, please stay in the same location throughout the duration of this call.
Yeah, we've lived in the same place for years. That should work.
That's fantastic. We found your address on file, and the technician should be out there shortly to take care of this for you.
Is that professional speak for killing this motherfucker?
We prefer the term deactivation.
Because If it is, I would love to be a part of that.
It's great to hear your enthusiasm, but actually, sir, it's best for your safety that you stay away from the product. You see, it has a very strong resemblance to you, and we don't want our technicians mixing up.
Fuck.
You know, you look the same, but luckily it has, you know, some identifiers that would help them figure out which isn't you.
Yes, but I'm not sure how effective that will be because I read in the manual that it has a branding that shows it's the doppelganger on its ass. It branded me.
This is unprecedented. And honestly, personally, with that degree of brutality, I'm surprised. I'm surprised that this hasn't been reported sooner.
It put a shock collar on me so I couldn't yell for help.
Nova Galactic Biotechs is appalled by your treatment.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are doing there, but this thing is super fucked up.
I will absolutely make sure that all of this, all of your comments are going right into the report, and my higher-ups will be compensating you to the fullest extent once the situation is dealt with. Now, I have another question for the technicians. Is this your primary phone number attached to your account?
No, I actually stole this phone from a pedestrian who was walking by. They dropped it when I asked for help.
Okay. That only complicates things just a little bit due to your branding situation and the fact that we can't now use your SIM card to try to remotely deactivate some of the more aggressive behaviors of your particular model. We will instead have to come up with a unique passcode so that way when the on-site technician arrives, they can verify that the product is not you.
What's something I would never say? Pishy posh.
All right, I'll let your technician know that your unique passcode is Pishy Posh, and I hope you can find comfort in the knowledge that we have no records of the accidental deactivation of our customer instead of the doppelganger.
That's comforting.
And let's quickly verify your wife's name.
Her name is Beth Biggerstaff.
All right, we just got word from our deactivation technician that they will be approaching your residence shortly.
I'm gonna go. Just tell them to look for me in the dumpster outside of the house.
And if it's possible to meet with our technician directly, they've been kept up to date on your situation, and they have a change of clothes for you.
I think I hear the cops coming. That might not be doable.
All right, thank you for letting us know. We've notified the nearby authorities, and please be advised that sometimes these deactivation services can be a bit loud. And thank you for calling Biotechs.
I just want them dead. I don't think you heard a thing I said, but have a good day.
Yeah. dissolve into the dead.
Quality Assurance is a production of Aphelion International Media, AIM. Written and produced by Victoria Wood. The guest writers and voices of our customers for this episode were Nicole Sharman and my friend Chris Santiago at Saint_Diego on Instagram. The voices of our customer service representatives were William Hill at WillHill137 on Instagram and Victoria Wood. The voice of Nova is Victoria Wood, known online as Time Hitchhiker. Opening music provided by Artificial Paradise, who can be found on Spotify and Bandcamp. On-hold music provided by Mountaineer! Exclamation, from the album Almost Alive, who can be found on SoundCloud and Bandcamp. Logos designed by Paxton Deckard at PaxDraws on Twitter, and Emily O'Grady at Elamy.art. on Instagram. The voice of corporate is David Wood. For more information on our products and services, please visit novagalactica.com or find us on Twitter and Instagram at @NovaGalactica. Please remain on the line to fill out a brief survey on the quality of our service. Nova Galactica is a wholly owned subsidiary of Nova Galactica Biotechs. Nova Galactica is not responsible for the destruction of your home world. Please remember, have a nice day.